From Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Mike Lamp. Next year's state budget is out of whack by $1 billion. That's how much state revenues have fallen short. Lawmakers have to make major changes to balance the budget. It's their job, but anyone can take a crack at it through an online game. As part of our series on the state budget, Colorado Public Radio's Zachary Barr tries his hand at the backseat budgeter.
Chris Adams put the game together. He runs Engage Public, a public policy consulting firm. The game starts by showing us two things: how the state earns money and the ways it spends that money.
And you can see through these graphics exactly what the proportions are. And if you click on them, that takes you to a screen where you can make your choices.
The game is a simple model of the actual state budget. But I gotta tell you, Chris Adams is no video game designer. There aren't any explosions or theme music. So to liven things up, I'm going to add some sound effects. Remember, we're looking to fix a $1 billion shortfall. The game says one way to get there is by raising taxes. Option one, alcohol and tobacco.
You could increase taxes on both tobacco and alcoholic beverages to the national median.
Okay, good. Let's do that. So how much does that raise?
So that would give you an extra $141 million.
My six-pack's going to cost a nickel more. But that only helps a little, raising about a tenth of what we need. The game points me to another area, taxes on businesses.
Let's crank up the corporate income tax here to about 5%.
Okay. That would give you an extra $33 million of income.
$33 million. In this game, that's not much. It turns out the state gets a lot more money from sales tax, so we bump it up a little, 0.5%, or half a penny on that $1 bag of chips.
That raises $371 million. So we're about halfway.
Yep, you're making good progress.
We still need a lot more money. So we go after the mother load, income taxes. They get a 2% hike. That helps a lot. $750 million.
And where are we? We've done it.
You have a terrific surplus there. You are now at about $1.3 billion.
But there's a problem.
There is a problem. There's this blaring red button that says constitutional warning. You have violated the Tabor Amendment, which requires a vote of the people in order to increase tax rates.
So all the changes we made are essentially unlawful.
They're illegal. The people would have to vote on each of those.
And even if voters approved a tax hike, that wouldn't help right now either, because
you would then have to have time to collect it. So we're really looking far into the future, maybe 2014, 2015.
So any way you look at it, raising taxes is not going to fix next year's budget.
However, if you want to reduce revenues, the Tabor Amendment does allow that.
In other words, we have to fix our $1 billion problem by making cuts. The game gives us several options. The pie chart points to an obvious starting place, K-12 education. That one department eats up 43% of the entire budget. Maybe we can get by with fewer teachers. Let's hack off a good-sized chunk.
Well, you've just violated the Constitution again, because the Amendment 23 requires a certain amount of spending on K-12 education.
We've been playing the game for a few minutes, and we really haven't come up with anything.
Nope, but you have violated the Constitution many times.
The game now directs me to another area, and this one we actually can make cuts to: prisons. Keeping all those people locked up is expensive, but letting them all out? Probably not a good idea. So we just trim corrections 10%.
And you could really save about almost $40 million. You're about 3% there, 4% there.
This is not any fun at all.
It's tough. It's tough. And I feel bad for our legislators who are going to have to go through this process.
Legislators faced similar problems last year. And it should be said, they managed to find some loopholes to get around the constitutional amendments that limit taxes and require spending on K-12 education. They also forced state employees to take a number of furlough days, something that could happen again this year. But even a month of unpaid days off for every state worker saves only about 5% of what's needed. To find big savings, the game shows only three places left: higher education, healthcare, and human services.
It's about all you've got. If you're looking to save money, you have to go where the money is, and it's those departments.
Healthcare provides Medicaid to poor people. Human services helps hungry people buy food and takes care of the disabled. Higher ed is the entire state college and university system, and Colorado already ranks at the very bottom among states in funding. But these three departments are vulnerable because there's nothing in the Colorado state constitution protecting them. So lawmakers are forced to make cuts here, even if they'd rather make them elsewhere.
We've really made it difficult because of the provisions in the Constitution that we've passed. It's a difficult, if not impossible, thing to do in a satisfying way right now.
It was for me. I gave up playing the game. Lawmakers don't have that option. They have until the middle of April to sort it all out. Zachary Barr, Colorado Public Radio News.
Zach's story is part of our new series covering the state's finances, Budget Breakdown. The series continues next week with a look at groups who want Coloradans to consider raising taxes. And we'll also talk to a former state legislator who says the state can live within its means and doesn't need more money from taxes.
It really doesn't appear to be a revenue problem.
Penn Fiffner has written a report for the libertarian think tank, the Independence Institute. He says the mechanics of state government are flawed and need an overhaul.
Right now, the system is set up to fail. You have a system in which the program elements grow faster than the citizens' abilities to support it. Fundamental structural problem. We concentrate only on inputs. When you watch the legislature operate, they're only asking questions like, well, how many employees do you need and how many leased vehicles do you need? They don't ask, what is it we're buying? The other thing we do wrong is we treat everything as if it's equal priority.
That's next week as part of our series, Budget Breakdown. And here's one other thing. If you want to try your hand at the backseat budgeter game, you can go to our website, cpr.org, and click on the Public Insight Network. Try it out and tell us what you think. I'm Mike Lamp, Colorado Public Radio News.